So we're starting a new book. It's called Ma'amar Mordechai, Ma'amar Mordechai Eliyahu Ratzan. It's all about Shemitah, everything we need to know. Everything into detail. Okay? I think it's very important we're learning together. You don't have to finish before Shemitah. A lot of the halachas of Shemitah are applicable only the year after Shemitah. A lot of the halachas. So instead of I'm going to start learning, I want to do the whole book. It's not all this, yeah, there's a few things here. A lot of it is the first half of the book is definitely that halacha. Yeah. So, the psukim that teaches is that we have Shemitah, and the psukim teaches this. The first chapter is Erev Shnat HaShemitah, the year before Shemitah, which is now. Now is the year before Shemitah. Chovat Limud Halachot Shvi, the obligation of each one to learn Halachas of Shemitah. Katav Rav Kapei Aaron, the book. Ki en safek shekara, bichlat hakarat Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Tikkun Yisrael, shiyu kurim bichol bichag bichag. There's no doubt. Everyone knows the Halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu means that the Halacha Moshe Sinai, that every Chag, before the Chag, you have to learn the Halacha of the Chag. 3 days before, Pesach, Pesach over there, yeah, but every Chag you have to learn before. It's including, of course, also the Halacha of Shemitah, the year before Shemitah, you have to learn the Halacha of Shemitah. Same way, you have to learn the Halacha before Pesach, before Sukkot, you have to learn the Halacha of Noda. So before Shemitah, you have to learn the Halacha of Noda, you're living in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. He says here, the Avodah, at minimum, the latest you should start learning the halacha is from Tu B'Av, 15th of Av, the latest you should start learning. Because the halacha which you start applying from Tu B'Av. The first halacha of Shemitah begins Tu B'Av. 44 days. 44 days, you can't plant. From those days, from then you have to start learning the halachas.
You can't do what? You can't plant?
Well, learn the halachas, what you can do from you can't plant, yeah. Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai is a law of Moshe from Sinai. Bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayem, the time Beis HaMikdash was still around. 30 yom kodem ha-Shmita, 30 days before Shmita, אסור לעבוד עבודת אדמה משום שמתקנה לשביעית. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, when it's built, not now, when it's built, so 30 days before the Shemitah, meaning on the day before Rosh Chodesh, Lamed Av basically, 30 Av, you have to stop working the land. Because it fixes it for Shviit, you're not allowed to do that. Chazal הוסיפו והחמירו, Chazal, made it more strict in those days that for planting produce more wheat from after Pesach not to do that.
And it's just now.
Time Beis HaMikdash. Time Beis HaMikdash.
Well, hopefully we'll get to Beis HaMikdash.
Amen. And it's the Ilan to plant trees, to prepare the trees from Shavuos. That's what it was time Beis
HaMikdash.
Fruit trees.
Now, what
we'll
about
see
regular trees?
Trees. One second.
What about regular trees?
Ulam. So talking about the time of Samidash doesn't make a difference right now. I'm telling you what will be, what will be. What was and what will be. Ulam is manazeh. But today we don't have a Samidash. So the Rambam says, Avodot Adama, you could work the land until Erev Rosh Hashanah Shemitah. I mean, you're an Uman, but I'm telling you what, someone doesn't go to Uman? Or he has to tell his wife if she's taking care of the garden? Until Erev Rosh Hashanah she could do.
When to stop.
Exactly. Now, let's see about planting trees the year before Shemitah. Afilu bizman hazeh, even in our days that there's no Beis HaMikdash, enot inid anot, we don't plant trees, ve'em markivim. Markivim is when you take one don't know how to say it in English, you tell me.
Wrapping.
It's putting one tree into another one and then wrapping it with that.
Yeah. Like that's wrapping.
Mavrichim, and when you take, Mars did all this, Yashan. You take a tree and you bend it up to the, into the ground and you cover it with soil and it starts rooting over there. When it roots, you cut it off, it shoots up, open, and you have another tree right there. You can't do that. You can't plant, you can't do the rafting and the other thing I just spoke about there. Bringing the branch down to the ground. Before, again, it has to be, you can't do that. And the time that it takes, that it will take, meaning it has to be rooted before 30 days before Hashem has to be rooted. What does that mean? 2 weeks before 30 days, which is 44 days. Meaning 30 days before Hashem, the plant has to be already 2 weeks in the ground. Can't plant after that. After the 2 weeks. In the 2 weeks, you're not allowed to plant. Trees. Trees and stuff. So?
What about like forest fires? When you go in to clean it up, can you plant? Or just do like here and
here? So we'll see in a second that there's a machlekes between fruit trees. Fruit trees, everyone says, is a plant. The halakha is regarding trees that are not fruit trees. How do you say in English? I say srak in Hebrew, you say. Bearing trees, they call them.
Stumps.
Trees which are without food, like all these brosh, oren, all these things, they're not considered fruit. Okay? He says the mice, the person should be machmir also with other trees. Everybody else is here. But if he planted within the 2 weeks already, fine. Set up. But the chatchila, he said a person should be machmir. So let's say you have a garden. You want to plant a tree, right, in your garden before Shemitah. So you have to plant it before the 15th of Av. By the 15th of Av, it should be in the ground already. Okay? The 15th is Av, it's 2 weeks before, 30 days before Shemitah. Mechatchila. But the Eved, if it's not a fruit tree, you still allowed to leave it there and allowed to, we'll see, to take care of our Shemitah, we'll see how.
What if you buy a tree that's hot?
So, even. Okay. So, if it's a tree, he says it like this. This is the time of Eliyahu here, covers everything. It's not before we had the book. We brought also a few laws regarding the kitchen, regarding the Shemitah and stuff. Here he's going through every detail in the Shemitah here. Yeah. Your planting, what you eat, how do you deal with your garden, how do you deal with buying that Shemitah. We'll see everything, Amash. Like what you just asked is the next thing, the one afterwards. See in a second. Kayom sheshvit midrabanan. Today that Shemitah is just a rabbanan, according to most Rishonim. Today Shemitah is derabanan, not the Oresa. Yeah. Therefore, mutar lito shtilat gush ad Rosh Hashanah. Until Rosh Hashanah, you will have planned shtilat gush. What's shtilat gush? Not gush etzion. Gush is when you have a plant. It has enough soil around it to grow on its own, and you dig a big hole in your garden, take that whole thing and pluck it in, and cover it with the rest of the soil that's around. That you let it do until Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's rooted already from before. You're just moving it rooted to a different spot. It's continued being rooted. You didn't uproot it and then rooted it. Same laws regarding olive, right?
It's forbidden to
uproot a tree? No, it's not forbidden. It's just you can't plant it.
Is the only requirement that we have basically Mikdash, or is
Or can we do it because the majority of Jews live here? That Shemitah kicks into you know, the biblical requirements.
When it comes to Eliezer, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
That's going to be next year.
What? The
majority of world Jews will be in Israel next year. And then they said a lot of halakha is going to take more.
Yeah? Chalut, I don't know.
I thought it was now. Given the massive immigration, the French, Ukrainians, Americans, Russians.
Amen, amen. Israel comes, listen. No, yeah.
If we're allowed to, during the Shemitah year, we're allowed to tear out trees that have been planted,
that
bearing fruit, can we tear
them? Odd we'll see what we do in Shemitah. No, it's a natural. You said a bearing tree.
Huh?
It's a bearing.
It's a fruit bearing tree.
A fruit?
Bearing or bearing?
Fruit bearing.
It has a
thorn. Oh, so they have a contained fruit. That's different, yeah. Yeah. So all we said just now, till now, we're talking about trees. Anything else, not trees, you can plant until Shemitah. Okay?
You mean like small bushes like tomatoes?
Yeah, all these things until Shemitah you'll have to. We'll see in a second. Lemaise, you're allowed to until Erev Rosh Hashanah, but it's better to finish 3 days before because of Malis Ayin. It looks like you, right? Let's say you put a little seed. It takes 2-3 days till it starts growing. You know, you don't want it to start growing. It looks like you planted it on Shemitah. Okay? Therefore, Chatchila, you should finish planting if it's just flowers, stuff like that, from 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Before you leave to Uman, you plant all your stuff. Okay? Really. Sada? And he says, hey, he has another thing. Someone was machmir, not to plant even 2 weeks before. Tavo alav barachai, shebracha shekham upon him. The halacha is Erev Shemitah. Better, 3 days before. 2 weeks before, you're a big machmir, it's a good thing, you have a source in the halacha, I'll do that too. You have a bracha. Time is not really stupid. Same thing regarding, yeah, kitniot, all these small bushes that we're talking about. There's one thing you can plant until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Grasses.
Oh, good.
Grasses, until on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can plant them also. Okay, on Erev Rosh Hashanah is here. You can plant them against the grass and by up. Talking about not seeds. Talking about grass, like the way they sell today. Like
sod.
What's it called?
Sod. S-O-D. Sod.
You buy them for meters, you know?
Yeah.
That to get planted until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Someone who planted within the 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, if it's true fruit trees, Allah is, he has to uproot them. If he did not uproot them, you're allowed to eat the fruit. But Allah is, he has to uproot them.
No.
If it's not fruit trees, so also he has to uproot them. But he can also be lenient there because we said before that he could be lenient. There are folks who would say he doesn't have to uproot.
Is this even... if there's soil around the fruit tree, when
no,
you plant
no,
it?
Planting. I'm talking about planting. Planting new.
Planting new. So like taking a seed and putting it in the ground?
No, it also has to be a seed. It also, when there's not enough soil around it.
Okay. But if there's a ton of soil around it?
Right. No, that's what we said before, that you got to do it until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Until, what do we say? Until, not Erev Rosh Hashanah, what do you say? Until, yeah, until, yeah, until Rosh Hashanah, we say. Soil that can continue living.
And that can be done until a
fruit tree. No, until Erev Rosh Hashanah.
But not a fruit tree.
Also?
True. Yeah,
Some say there's some say Chazanish, there's a mitzvah for a person. There's a mitzvah everyone knows on Arab Shabbos. The mitzvah to add a little bit from the weekday, from Shabbos onto the weekday, yeah. And at the after Shabbos, add from the Shabbos again onto the weekday. You have more Shabbos. Everyone knows Shabbos is not 24 hours, 25 hours. You got a half an hour before and half an hour after, right? So too, some say for Shemitah, a person should have to take him on himself a few minutes before Shemitah. Arini mekabel atzmi shnas Shemitah. I'm accepting on myself the year of Shemitah. A few minutes before. They say I'm accepting upon myself the year of Shemitah, a few minutes before. Chazon Ish says it's not an obligatory. That was chapter number one. Chapter number two. Now, we'll learn the halacha of Shemitah. What the halacha of Shemitah? The mitzvot are carried out in the Shemitah. The main mitzvot is in the seventh year of the Shemitah year. בשנת השמיטה יש כמה מצוות עשה ומצוות לא תעשה. In the Shemitah year, there's a few mitzvot עשה, mitzvot to do, and a few mitzvot not to do. כן? מצוות עשה, מצוות לא תעשה. מצוות עשה, what's מצוות עשה? Number one, the Rambam brings us down, ספר חינוך. שמיטת הארץ, the land has to rest, exactly. First thing is, the land has to rest. It's a mitzvot עשה. The land rests. You are obligated to make your land rest. Okay, it's a mitzvah aseh. Okay? It says in the pasuk, "Shabbat Aretz, Shabbat Hashem, the land will rest, Shabbos for Hashem." It's a year of Shabbos. Mitzvah lo ta'aseh, mitzvah not to do, lo la'avod, not to work the land, ve'lizroa, not to plant, not to sow the land. It says in the pasuk, "Tzadicha lo tizroa." Don't sow your land, your field. Another mitzvah lo ta'aseh, lo la'avod avodat ha'ila, shenemar gam ha'lizmor. Not only sowing, also not working for the trees. Tree work, pruning, exactly. Yeah, not to work for the trees, not to fix the trees. Another mitzvah lo ta'aseh, lo liktzor et ma she'itzmicha ha'adama me'atzma k'derech k'tzira. Sometimes the land grows things by itself, meaning seeds fell and stuff like that. It's a mitzvah lo ta'aseh not to harvest those things. It's called tzvichim. Tzvichim are also on the Shemitah. Another mitzvah lo ta'aseh. Not to collect and to gather the geffen or any fruit trees in the way that we do it during the 6 years. There's a special way to do it in the Shemitah year. You can't gather it in a way that you're taking it to the market and selling it. We'll see what Allah will do. Special way of doing it. Another mitzvah that said is a mitzvah lehafkir et yevul ha-sadeh. To lehafkir, make hefker, all the produce of the field, and if you go like Kvish Echad, near Nof Ayalon, look to your right, from here towards Tel Aviv, to your right, these huge fields from Nof Ayalon, is a religious Tishuv, Kibbutz, Tishuv, whatever they are, and in Shemitah there's a huge sign over there, towards the highway, it says, Hefker, Biki Rish Hashem, and a mitzvah, if you have fruit trees, and the mitzvah to put a sign on the chatzer and say hefker. Anyone who wants to come without destroying his house and his stuff, come and pick the fruit. Not the land is hefker, the fruit is hefker.
If you usually have a lock on your gate, you're supposed to put the lock open in that year.
It depends. If you're afraid that people might come and invade your place. Okay, so put your number there, and they can come whenever you tell them it's a good time. They can take whatever they want.
Right, but you have wild animals. I mean, PA.
The neighbors.
The neighbors. Which
I'm saying, if you have a lock on your door because people, you don't want people's sound to come in, so you put a sign there with your number and say there's a fruit here, there's a hefker, you put your number there, and anyone who wants to pick fruit can call your number. And at the time that you're available, they can come in.
Keep it open a certain hours.
I mean, when you're home or whatever. Point is, you're not allowed to gather for yourself. You're allowed also to take and eat enough that you need that day. You eat 10 apples a day, the 10 apples you can pick that day and eat, no mice or nothing. It's hefker. Also, you can take it, it's hefker. Also.
You can take enough for your family, but you can't gather?
Can't gather, like for taking to sell in the market and stuff. Guilty.
So, do we separate halal?
We'll learn about that soon. So,
and where do we buy?
I've had everything I told you, right? In the meantime, we're learning what the halacha said. Look how yesodi, how basic these things. He goes very through what the halachas are, what the mitzvah and the Torah. How is it applicable for us today? So talk about Hashem and Yom Rishon. Mitz Hashem. We'll continue the halachot on page. Ezra, you have one of those things?
Yes.
Okay.